You know, sometimes when you're at your house, it just seems like every time you turn around, something's going bad. Something's, you know, going out here and there, especially as your house gets older. But it's okay. Make a list, figure out the priorities, and knock them off one at a time, whether you do it yourself or whether you hire it done. It's still one of those things that you never let it get you down. Don't let it overwhelm you. We're certainly here to help you any way we can. And some of those solutions to the problems that you might find are incredibly simple. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. And here's one. Nice segue, Danny. And here's one on how to dramatically improve the flow of heat from hot water baseboard heaters. All right. So if these are amazingly effective, I live with hot water baseboard heaters and they put out a lot of heat very quickly as soon as that thermostat kicks on. But there's a, they can sometimes put out a little less heat than you than you're paying for. So you want to do this little maintenance tip probably at least twice a winter. So first, remove the end caps, then pop off the front panel. And all these, and these pieces just slide right off, pop off. There are no tools involved. And when you take off the front panel, what you'll see inside is a finned copper pipe, meaning a copper pipe that has little metal, very thin metal fins, very, very closely spaced. And those fins absorb the heat from the hot water going through the pipe, and it radiates it much more than if you didn't have those fins. But in any case, so now once that fin, that copper pipe with the aluminum fins is exposed, you can use a vacuum cleaner to very easily reach underneath there and with a crevice wand, which is the little narrow tool that comes with most vacuums, clean all dust and dirt from between the fins and certainly from above and below the copper pipe. Now, a lot of people you see vacuum these without removing that front panel, and you're only getting to like 10% of what you really need to clean. So definitely pop off the front panel. And then just be careful working around the metal, the aluminum fins, because they bend pretty easily. You can always bend them back if you need to. And you'll probably find marbles and Cheerios and who knows what else, Legos. You'll find all kinds of stuff under there. But anyway, if you do it, again, just in the beginning of winter, the end of the winter, that's probably all you need to do. But you'd be surprised how much dust and dirt gets collected there. Because, of course, it's working through convection, and the cooler air is going, washing over this and coming out as warm air, but it's also carrying dust and dirt with it.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to, what you made me think of is several shows that we've done over the last few years. You want to cause someone a real panic, the lady of the house particularly.
How's that?
Slide her washing machine or her dryer out away from the wall that has not been away from the wall in a number of years.
You'll find a whole wardrobe.
You'll find a lot of things back there that she didn't want you to see, too, you know. And, of course, you find a few dollars back there, a little bit of money back there, you know, a few other little coins and things like that back there. But, yeah, that's one of those areas that you – and also you have to be careful with that because of moving it out and kind of messing up, you know, potentially messing up the floor. Well,